Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, Teacher Tiffany. In this week's episode, I'm going to teach you five English vocabulary words related to the topic of robotics. We're living in a time where technology is improving at the speed of light and robots are becoming more and more a part of our daily lives. So I want you to be able to speak confidently and fluently about this topic of robotics. Are you ready? Well then, I'm Teacher Tiffany. Let's jump right in. All right, now these words I definitely want you to write down as you're following along with this week's lesson. Now remember, everything I am teaching you was actually sent out in an email. I have a free email newsletter, www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com. You can join the email list. It's totally free. I just want to help you improve your vocabulary, your English vocabulary on a daily basis. So if you want to get the daily emails that have five vocabulary words, new words every day on a different topic, go to www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com. So the words I am teaching today are actually words that come from the email I sent out to thousands upon thousands of students. So let's get started with our first word. The very first word we have for today is kinematics. I told you it was going to be an interesting word. Again, kinematics. Oh, good job. Last time after me. Kinematics. Excellent. All right. This word kinematics, again, remember we're speaking about robotics. This word kinematics, what does it mean? It refers to the study of motion, including the patterns and trajectories of objects without considering the forces causing the motion. In other words, kinematics deals with the study of motion, how things are moving, right? So let's check out these example sentences because they are going to help you understand how to use this word like a native English speaker when conversations about robotics actually come up, okay? So here's the first example sentence. Engineers use kinematics to design robots with precise and efficient movements. Next, understanding the kinematics of robotic arms is crucial for programming accurate tasks. It's kind of a tongue twister for me. Here we go. The third example sentence. The robot's kinematics allowed it to navigate tight spaces with agility. You see what's happening, right? Kinematics, again, the study of motion, how things move, right? Robots, in order to make them move properly, to look a little bit more human, to get around tight corners, engineers have to study kinematics to make sure the motions of robots are accurate. You got it? Excellent. So once again, after me, we're looking at the very first word. The very first word after me is kinematics. Good job. All right, let's move on to the second word. The second word we're going to look at, again, still speaking about the topic of robotics. The second word is haptic. Good. Again, haptic. Excellent. All right. So what does this word haptic mean? Again, we're speaking about the topic of robotics. What does haptic actually refer to? It's relating to the sense of touch, particularly in the context of technology that provides tactile feedback. I can explain it to you very simply. I want you to think about your cell phone, right? Your cell phone that you use. Now, when you're typing a text message, right? Or sending a WhatsApp message to someone, you have two options. You can turn haptics off and you won't feel anything when you're typing. If you turn haptics on, every single key you touch will kind of vibrate a little bit. So you feel a little bit of a feedback when you're typing. Those are called haptics. Again, relating to the sense of touch, particularly in the context of technology that provides tactile feedback. Like, hey, you just touched the letter H, you just touched the letter P, haptics. You got it? Excellent. All right. Check out these example sentences. Here we go. Haptic feedback in robotic surgery systems allows surgeons to feel resistance during delicate procedures. Next, virtual reality applications often incorporate haptic sensations to enhance the user experience. I remember, just a quick story, I remember when I was in eighth grade, long time ago, and we went to Universal Studios in Florida. And we went on this ride, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. It's a movie, right, from back when I was maybe 10 years old. And so they created this experience that made you feel like you were shrunk, right? You were the small person like from the movie. And as it moved you throughout the story, they had different haptics. So if they had a crunching sound, you'd feel kind of the crunching vibration in your arms or under your feet. Haptics. You got it? Excellent. All right. Now here's the third example sentence. The robot's haptic sensors enabled it to distinguish between different textures. Make sense? Excellent. All right. So number two, again after me, is haptic. Good job. All right. The very first word that we learned, do you remember what's the first word? Excellent. Kinematics. And the second word, once again, haptic. Good job. All right. Now let's move on to the third word. The third word is algorithm. Good. Again, algorithm. Excellent. All right. So this term algorithm, it just refers to a step-by-step procedure or set of rules designed to solve a specific problem or perform a particular task. All right. So we're going to check out the example sentences because they're going to help you understand this word even more. Here we go. Robotic vacuum cleaners use algorithms to navigate and efficiently clean a given space. They use a step-by-step procedure to navigate and efficiently clean a given space. Next, programmers develop algorithms to control the movements of walking robots. And finally, machine learning relies on sophisticated algorithms to enable robots to adapt and learn from their environment. You got it? Excellent. So once again, number three is algorithm. Good job. So number one, we've learned three words so far about robotics. Number one was, yes, kinematics. Number two, haptic. Good. And number three, algorithm. Excellent. All right. Now let's move on to number four. Number four is LIDAR. Good. Again, after me, LIDAR. Great job. Again, we're looking at words that will help you speak English fluently and with confidence about robotics. So what does LIDAR actually mean or refer to? It refers to light detection and ranging, a remote sensing technology that uses laser light to measure distances and generate precise, detailed maps. LIDAR. Once again, a remote sensing technology that uses laser light to measure distances, right? And generate precise, detailed maps. All right? So let's check out these example sentences. Here we go. Understanding how to use LIDAR in a sentence. autonomous vehicles use LiDAR to create real-time 3D maps of their surroundings for navigation. Next, in robotics, LiDAR sensors help robots avoid obstacles and navigate complex environments. And finally, the drone's LiDAR system allowed it to accurately measure distances during its surveying mission. So once again, we have our fourth word about robotics. After me, LiDAR. Good job. So we've learned four words so far. Let's see if you remember the first one. What was the first one? Yes, kinematics. Second one, haptic. Third one, algorithm. And fourth one, LiDAR. Excellent. All right. Now let's move to the fifth word, the fifth vocabulary word about robotics. This word is dexterity. Good. Again, dexterity. Excellent. Now, what does this word dexterity actually refer to? So, it refers to skillful use of the hands or body, particularly in performing tasks that require fine motor skills. Dexterity. So, can you use your hands well? Are you skillful at using your hands? For example, we'd say someone that is working with wood on a regular basis. Maybe chopping wood and carving wood is really good with their hands. They have very good dexterity. I'm an artist. I like to draw. Good dexterity, right? So we're talking about skillful use of the hands or body. All right, so check out these example sentences. Here we go, the very first one. Robotic hands with high dexterity can perform intricate tasks such as assembling small electronic components. Next, the surgeon's robotic assistant demonstrated remarkable dexterity during the delicate surgery. And finally, programming a robot for dexterity is crucial when it comes to tasks that demand precision and accuracy. You got it? Excellent. All right. So once again, number five after me, dexterity. There we go. I started playing the song. All right. Again, number five after me, dexterity. Good. All right. So we've had five words so far, five words about robotics. What was number one? Kinematics. Number two, haptic. Number three, algorithm. Number four, LiDAR. And number five, dexterity. All right, excellent. Now, what we're going to do is look at a paragraph. I'm going to read a paragraph that includes each of the vocabulary words that you learned today. And I want you to listen closely as I read this paragraph. See if you can hear when the words are used and if you can understand how they are being used and why. Here we go. Here's the paragraph using the words. Robotics is a field that brings together different technologies to make smart machines. These machines need to be good at delicate tasks. This is called dexterity. Robotic machines sometimes use LiDAR, a tech that measures distances using lasers to understand their surroundings. Algorithms act as the robot's brain, guiding them in what to do step by step. Haptic feedback helps robots feel things, and kinematics makes sure they move just right. All of these things work together to make a robot, well, a robot. You see, robotics is about making machines that can do human-like tasks with skill, and these technologies are set in place so that we can see their environment, make sure they follow instructions, and are moving accurately. Now, I know you heard the words that we learned within that paragraph. We heard the word dexterity, LIDAR, algorithms, kinematics, and haptic. This is how you use the words in real life. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. I hope these words will help you speak English fluently about robotics. I can't wait to talk to you in the next lesson. Don't forget, if you want daily English vocabulary words sent to your email, again, totally for free, go to dailyenglishvocabulary.com. I'm Teacher Tiffany, your English teacher, to help you achieve each and every one of your English goals. I'll talk to you next time.